And you know he got me up to $8 an hour.
Really?
I quit working for him and he paid. And I never will forget it. I really appreciate it. Nobody else didn't tell me, but whenever he would do it, and I would tell others that had to have more money.
Yeah.
But no problem.
Right.
He said, okay.
Most people let you work whatever you work for.
Yeah.
It don't matter to them, you know.
Yeah.
And they think they're getting a bargain. But I'm glad to know Daddy was that way, because I'm kind of that way, too.
We
learned that from him.
And I'm telling you that I've always felt good to reward what he did. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you know, that makes us feel good
to
hear
that. It sure does.
I would hope that's the way Daddy was.
He was. And following his footsteps, Big Grove did the same thing after he paid.
Mm.
I'd go down and work in the yard. She'd pay me, and she might, she's the one hope needed to get work.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought just that much of us.
You were friends more than just workers.
Yeah.
20 years ago this past month he passed away.
Yeah.
20 years ago, April 20th.
Well, he'd asked me. He called me on the telephone. Lester, how you feeling? I feel pretty good, Mr. Grove. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got a little work you want to do. I said, okay. So you go do it.
Anita was a cook at the SAE house for quite a few years, wasn't she?
14, 15 years. Mm-hmm.
I remember she started there when I was there. Maybe the freshman year, I don't remember. We went through a series of cooks that didn't work out for one reason or another. And she came and that was it.
all the kids loved her. She knew how to handle those kids too.
Yeah.
Well, you know how college kids are.
Yeah.
They can be a lot of trouble sometimes, but she knew how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Holton was their house mother, you know.
Yeah.
They tore that old house down over there.
Yes, sir.
Yep, it's gone now. I guess you saw it.
Yep.
Lester Ford, David's grandchildren, been born in Japan.
What?
One of his boys lives in Japan.
Yeah.
And he's not married to a Japanese woman either. He's married to an American woman.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of their children have been born over there in Japan.
Sure enough.
Yeah. He's an international businessman. He lives over there. He speaks Japanese just like we speak in English.
Yeah.
He's a smart boy.
Well, do it. Did he come back over to see you anytime?
Oh, yeah. They'll be back over this summer, be here in August.
Yeah.
In fact, David's going to keep all of them for a few days.
And how many you got?
Well, he's got four. All right.
And the other boys have got, one's got two and one's got one, so.
And you had, how many children?
I had four children, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All four of them are now married. The last one just got married last year. And three of them have children. And I'm sure that number four, a girl's going to have children one of these days, too.
Mm-hmm.